We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Welcome back to Insight. So good to have you with us on another audio adventure. If you happen to be here for the first time, thank you so much for being with us. I'm Chris Van Vliet, an Emmy award-winning TV host, and I'm fascinated with finding out how people are wired to achieve greatness. On each episode, we have in-depth conversations and reverse engineer the habits and techniques of the world's top athletes, actors, entrepreneurs, photographers, you name it. If they're the best at what they do, I want to get their insight so we can apply it to our own life. And if you want to be one of those people who absolutely loves what you do for a living, this conversation is going to light such a fire in you. Kevin Kwan is the personal photographer for Kevin Hart. So not only does he get to live his passion of taking photos for a living, but he also gets to travel the world with one of the biggest stars in the world, capturing those moments. So we're talking all the film sets, the comedy shows, the interviews, the movie premieres, everything. And his story of how he worked so hard to make this all happen is just so incredibly inspiring. I mean, we all know that Kevin Hart is one of the hardest working actors in all of show business. And apparently so is everybody on his team. You can find Kevin Kwan on Instagram. He's at DopePicKwan. That's Dope, P-I-C for pick. Kwan is K-W-A-N. I'm on Instagram at Chris Van Vliet. I also just joined TikTok last week. Apparently some other Chris Van Vliet took the name Chris Van Vliet, so I guess I'll just be Chris Van Vliet 1 on there. So if you're on TikTok, give me a follow. But most importantly, give Dope Pick Kwan a photo and check out his amazing adventures that he's been on and the beautiful photos that he takes. While we're talking about follows and following, if you don't already, make sure to follow or subscribe to Insight wherever you're listening right now. Bill 102644, that is a lot of numbers, Bill. We'll just call you Bill. Bill left this review on Apple Podcasts that says, excellent. Chris does an excellent job interviewing his guests. Top quality, easy to listen to, highly recommend. Well, thank you kindly, sir. Thank you, Bill. And I'm going to keep reading one review on every single episode of the show until we get to that goal of 2,000 reviews before my birthday, which is very close. You know, it's approaching very quickly, May 19th. So 2,000 reviews before May 19th. We've got this. We've got this together, my friends. My guest today is the man. I love this guy. Please welcome Kevin Kwan. Kwan, good to see you, man.
Yo, what's going on?
It's been a while since I have seen you in person, but you are one of the busiest people I know.
Hey, you know, I mean, I work for one of the busiest persons, you know, so that keeps me busy.
Yeah, there might actually not be a busier person in all of Hollywood than Kevin Hart.
No, DJ.
Well, yeah, okay, Dwayne Johnson. I don't know. You've worked with both of them, so who's busier?
Right. No, we're pretty busy. You know, I represent Kevin. You know,
yeah.
I always represent with Kevin, all of his stuff, all, you know, everything, you know.
I think that's so fast. What's so fascinating about you is you are living your dream job. Like you are passionate about photography and you've taken this now to another level where like you're traveling the world doing what you love.
Right. I'm blessed. That's all I can say.
Did you always have this passion for photography?
Yes. Always love photography because, photography is capturing memories. Mm. You know, like something that you can look back to. Like you look back and the time now, you know, you're looking at a photograph and then this is what your memories are, you know.
Yeah, it's like the rush of emotions of like how many times did this happen to you? You look at a photo, you go, I don't even remember that thing happening, and then you look at the photo and you're like, oh yeah, yep. There was this thing and this thing.
Yep. It's like right now it's funny how Kevin just posted announced the Fatherhood is going to be on Netflix, and then he texted me, Quan, I need some picture from Fatherhood. So yeah. I was like, I'm on it, you know, so because I was ready. I was talking to Netflix about like, hey, how are we going to do this now, you know? So I'm not even lying. That's right here. It just say Fatherhood BTS A, you know, like we got a couple of drives.
Just a bunch of hard drives. Yeah,
exactly. I just go on and then like it just plugged in. Everything's all ready. And then, you know, like you look back at those photos that I've taken in, you know, we shot in Montreal. So it was now we're like, oh, wow, it was really hot. Everybody think Canada is cold, you know, but then, you know. So, but a lot of good memories, it's 2019. So when we did Man from Toronto, it was like last year, now it's 2021 now. So it was like, wow, like little over a year, 2 years, like a year and a half ago now.
Yeah. Look, I'm originally from Canada. I'm originally from Toronto. So
I thought you were Arab.
What's that?
I thought you were Arab.
Well, I'm Canadian. And okay. I will agree with you that it's cold most of the time in Canada, except for like, you know, 12 weeks in the summer.
What part of Canada?
Toronto.
Oh, the six.
I am the man from Toronto.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they put us downtown. I lived downtown like right before I moved to the US, but I was in a suburb called Pickering for my I grew up like born and raised there.
Jeez, we were there for almost 3 months and we go there every year or twice a year, all stars and everything. I don't know where Pickering is.
So it's Toronto, and then if you're going east, it's Toronto, Scarborough, and then Pickering.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Yeah. Like we know Scarborough and Markham. That's where Asian people were. and then, you know, like rich people is in the west side.
Yes.
You know, like yeah. You know,
Mississauga, Brampton. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So. But you're originally from Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, born and raised in Hong Kong.
So when did you learn English?
We basically learned English from school. Like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, people from America, they have to learn Spanish and French, but then they suck at it. But they can, you know, when they drop them up, you know, go to France and go to Spain, and then they can't do nothing.
Of course.
I'm the same thing. I know alphabet, but I mean, I come out 17 years old and I'm like, yeah. And then I moved to Tucson, Arizona. So it was pretty much all Spanish anyways. You don't know English, it's okay. If you know Spanish, you're good.
So you went from Hong Kong to Tucson, Arizona, of all places.
Yes. Yeah.
Why Tucson?
Dad was like, my dad planned it, you know, because he got some relatives. He got some cousins out there. And then, oh, that's opportunity. You guys can go to college over there. Me and my brother. My brother's almost 2 years older than me. And I, you know, so I was 17. He was 19. He almost couldn't get it because it's like, hey, who's this guy? You know, he's 19. So when he's over 18, you can't go with your parents anymore. You know, like, because after when you turn 18, you become like your own individual.
Yeah.
You know, I'm under 18. So I'm like, okay, I got to, you know, my dad take me, everything is cool. So, but then he got through because, you know, like, oh, when we apply for the citizenship, the immigrations, you know, we are, you know, we were underage. So we, you know, so we go there and then, you know, 1 year of high school and then take community college. It's crazy. It was hot and no friends, can't speak.
I imagine leading up to that, you've been taking a bunch of photos. This is something that you was, yes. You know, it was already something you were like really starting to get good at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the time it was still film time, you know, we were still 35 millimeter, you know,
okay.
We're still, you know, when I come here, you go to like Walgreens and Walmart and then like get 24 exposures and then 36 exposures on your film camera that yeah. I brought from Hong Kong. And then, you know, you still, you know, take photos and then you drop them off and then wait 3 days, you know, and then like, okay, 24, 36 of them, you only, okay, this one's kind of good. And then you get a little negative and then trying to go back like, okay, I'm going to do like an 8x10 of this, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I love your story of how you got into photography on a professional level. Basically, you just looked in the yellow pages and called someone up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tucson, Arizona. You know, so, yep. So I'm like, hey, you know, like, how can I do that? How can I do this? And then it was still yellow pages. Like they drop off yellow pages like I believe it was twice a year because they got this update, you know, like.
This. You're right.
Yeah. So and then the guy's Lance, he passed away already. I found out. But then he was like, hey, people come to my studio. They want me to take the photo. So, I mean, like, which is great. I was like, okay, well, then I was like 19, you know, so I was like 18, 19. So I was like, okay, well, I guess Kevin Kwan got to make a name for myself.
So you just looked under photography studios and yes. Yellow pages?
Yes.
Wow. What yes. What made you even think to do that?
I mean, well, it's kind of like when it just me and my dad. And my brother lived together, you know, like me and my brother was still teenager at the time. And then that was the time there was no internet, you know, it was, I think it was dial up, but then, you know, it's cost the same price as like what we're paying right now.
Yeah.
You know,
like right.
50, 60 bucks, you know, for a dial up, you know, 56K, that's what they call, you know? So anything you're trying to find, a plumber, anything, you know, you have to look at yellow pages. You know, people are so spoiled right now, GPS, you know, even though I know how to get to certain place right here. But in L.A., since you say you only been here for a few months,
yeah,
you have to do the GPS so that they let you know what is the fastest route. They
have to, yeah.
They tell you where is red and then they kind of like a little alternative, you know. So but back in the day, you just like, what's a cross street? And then you just had to remember, you know, it's a sense of direction from back in the day.
Wow. So this photographer said, come on in, like you can like study under me. You can kind of be an intern.
Yes. Yeah. He was like, hey, you can come here to become like a free intern, but people come to my studio. They want me to take the photo. I don't care if you take a picture better than me, but yeah. People come to my studio and they want me to take the photo.
Yeah.
And they paying me for it. So I was like, okay, that makes sense. But then he's actually really cool though. Cause you know what? I go in and then seriously, we were looking through negative. We're looking through photos, you know, but I mean, like I definitely learned a lot from him.
You yeah. know, so. What do you think you learned from him that you still apply to what you do now?
You know, like with him would be, he's basically one of the biggest in town, you know, at a time, you know, Tucson, Arizona, you know, he really got like almost full. I remember it was, like a half a page of yellow pages, you know, so.
That's a lot of money really back food. Then.
I know, like back in the day, people, you know, like someone just got like a name and a number, you know, so.
Yeah.
And then I seriously, I was like 19, I remember, looked at, you know, his camera, you know, like I never really deal with studio light before, but he got a studio. So what is the lighting, all that, you know, the camera, it was a medium format camera.
Yeah.
So, and then I never used that before. So, but then, you know, it's just a lot to it for photography, you know, like for film, you basically, you know, like you cannot mess up on when you photograph with film, because you know you cannot see it. You have to trust your light meter, and then you have to wait for your develop. You know. So when you do a job, if you mess up and then you miss the moment, you know, on film. You know, now digital, there's no way you can mess up on digital. You know, overexposed and all that. You know, but then you know, like it's like a whole new experience on photography, how professional that is. You know, instead of like, oh wow, you have a 35 millimeter camera, you go out and different lenses, you know, like portrait lens, you know.
And then
you know, like I have to learn the business side of it, you know. So I mean, Tucson, Arizona is a very college town, University of Arizona, you know, like family, you know. So like what you do with photography is a family portrait, graduation photo and senior photo, high school, you know, so I mean, it's whole other, not just like, oh, I want, you know, like you're a photographer, you just want to, you know, celebrity and models and high fashion, you know, it's like a whole other, different category on, you know, depends on where you're at too. Cause you know, Tucson, Arizona, you know, it's no movies and no, you know, none of that. You know, so I was thinking of bar mitzvah, weddings, you know, so
you're studying under him, but you're obviously not making any money. So what are you doing at that point to earn some sort of income?
I stay at home.
Okay.
I stayed at home, but that's why I was saying, you know what? The guy was really cool. Lance is really cool. He basically, hey, I pay my dues, you know, for real.
Yeah. He sounds like it.
He actually had a portrait garden. That's what they call it. It's in a desert. Arizona is a desert, so dry. But he does a lot of senior portraits. So they come out, they have like this big-ass cactus, and then they got like a barn. You know, it's almost Hollywood. They got just like a little Spanish barn doors. And so he had like a whole portrait garden that he built, you know, like waterfalls and stuff. So he actually saying like, hey, I'll pay you some money if you come in to like mow the lawn and clean up and all that. And then he was like, hey, when I was learning photography, back in the day, the guy don't even, you know, he's almost disabled. So I need to like make sure I get him food and I do his groceries. I wash his car. So now it's your turn since you're an intern. So I go in like 6 a.m., go in, mow his lawn. I was cursing him up. I was like, hey, you know, you know, like I was, you know, like I was seriously cursing him out. But now, seriously, someone did it to him. He's successful, you know. And then now, you know, like I'm being a lot cooler right now. But I mean, like on production PA, they need to take coffees and everything, you know. Like I talked to director right now. I was like, hey, when are you gonna be making me an assistant director to you? And then he straight up telling me, you'll be bringing me tea. You know? So, I mean, people just got to learn, man. There's a lot of privileged child right now. Everybody needs to learn for real.
Well, I think there's a lot of people that are like, I want to learn, but I don't want to give my time away for free.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Look, I know. I started as an intern. I drove an hour each way to an internship at a TV station. I'm feeling you, man. I think it's so important that you got to pay your dues and learn how it's done in the real world.
Yep. People should be like, hey, Quan, nice to meet you. Cool. You know, like I want to work with you. Okay. What do you want to do? Can you do touch up? Can you, you know, are you good at organizing things and everything? No, I just want to shoot. And when do I get to meet Kevin? And then, you know, we're going to see some stars, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't just take you to a movie set, you know. you know, it's not like that.
Yeah.
You know? But they only want to take, I only want to take pictures, you know, of beautiful people, you know.
When did you start making money from photography?
I was actually doing okay since I live at home, you know. I live, you know, like I'm really lucky that, you know, being in an Asian family that also we're immigrants, so you know, we stay home. You know, if now I'm married, have my own families and stuff, but and my dad passed away, you know, my mom passed away a long time ago. But my dad rather had me staying at home. So we were in Arizona. He actually he actually bought a duplex to retire. And then we rented the other side out.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, like, and then the tenant finally leave. It was like a little 2-bedroom, 1-bath on the next, you know, like right next door. You know, my dad actually let me live there. So basically, I could be making like just my food money and I'll be good. And I also come home to eat too, you know. So those are a very, you know, like long time that I've been staying home. And then, you know, with photography, you know, like wedding was good money, you know, at a time, we're talking about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
People were still, you know, the guy was making about like $3,500 to $4,000 a wedding.
Wow.
So,
and you then, could do 2 a weekend too.
Yeah. For him, but he would pay me $100 an hour to do it.
That's so still great.
About like 6-7 hours, you know, so, yeah. So those are good money.
Yeah.
20 years ago, you know, in Tucson, Arizona. But then, you know, I try to do different jobs, you know, try to pick up part times and stuff, try to figure something out. You know, I was in my 20s, you know, so you just waste a lot of time when you're in 20s, live from home. You know, so just, you know, but then we figure out Tucson, Arizona. This is so boring out here. This is too boring.
And where was it that you initially met Kevin Hart?
Not until I moved out here, because
to Los Angeles.
Yes, I figured out I can live in Tucson, Arizona, because it was too boring. I've been there for about 8.5 years. Finished my college with a graphic design degree, and then because you know I always like art, you know, like I'm glad that I took graphic design, you know, instead of like a photography. I tried photography, like what we have, you know, for photography. But then in college, they just want you to study Van Gogh, you know, like all the crazy art history.
Yeah.
And then I was like, nah, I think I need to get out of here, you know. So and then I took graphic design and then I learned Photoshop and Illustrator. So it was like a whole, you know, it worked out. At a time, it was still film. So we have to do a scan and then you do your Photoshop,
yeah,
you know, on the photo. So it's not like, hey, we need to mess around with thousands of photos a day. You know, we got about 20 photos, you know, that was like a week, you know. So you just get that, you know, the photo that you need. But then, you know, I moved to Atlanta, Georgia. I was in Maine for a year. And then until 2003, I moved to L.A. You know, and I, you know, like L.A., I got a lot of friends from Hong Kong that also study out here. So we were, you know, we were doing roommate Santa Monica. I was like, when I go to L.A., I'm going to live in the beach. For the first 5 months, I got parking tickets every month. This is like once a month, you know, those are the extra money that I don't need to spend. But then it's just parkings and crazy stuff, you know. So
you're in LA, you're starting to shoot here. How do you finally cross paths with Kevin?
Then I was actually working with my guy, Johnny Nunes. It was how, let me see how do we do this? So my guy Johnny was shooting a gig in Arizona, and then local people from Tucson, they're like, hey Quan, you know you're from Tucson, and then Johnny from New York, and then he needs someone to shoot with him some hip hop events, you know, like, do you know black people? And then I'm like, I could, you know. So I actually brought a kid with me. To like, hey, I think you know, this is like a celebrity event, and they're like, hey, just point out like who is who, you know, for me, you know, like so many people is so passionate about music and stuff, but Johnny was like, do you know hip hop? But I mean, like, you know, like that was my fake it till you make it time, you know. So I was
love
like,
it, yeah.
I was like, put it 24 years old, you know, like I don't know nothing, you know. So, but so that was the time that I. That was really my first time, you know, going to shoot at a celebrity event with, you know, with a lot of hip hop, you know, it was like Wu-Tang Clan, it was Grandmaster Flash, you know, like, you know, it was cool people, you know. Yeah. So then I just meet people like how me and you met, and then we keep, you know, sometimes we keep in touch, those, yeah. You know, so then I told people I actually live in LA. I don't live in Arizona. So then I actually met a couple of the publicists, and then they invited me to event in LA. That's how I brought my camera. Hey, you know, I'm a photographer, clear with my camera. Still no money. I just brought my camera to go fashion show, parties, events, you know, and then that's how I met Kevin. And then basically I met his ex-wife first. So his ex-wife, Tori, was like, hey, Mr. Photographer, you know, I want to do photography too. Oh, what's up? Okay, hey, how you doing? I'm Kevin. Oh, this is, you know, oh, good. My husband's name Kevin. So she brought me over to meet him. So
and how long ago is this? How long ago is that?
2006.
Oh, so this is like, he's still famous, but not nearly as famous as he is now.
I seriously don't know who he was. You know, like, what is he on? And then I asked Tori, what is he on? He just did a big movie called Soul Plane because it was 2004.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I was like, oh, yeah. And then it was funny. My roommate at the time, because, you know, I was in L.A. already. So my roommate actually had that DVD at home. So I was like, I popped that DVD in and they're like, oh, OK, that's what Soul Plane about. You know, OK, good. You know, then but then I seriously did not know what is box office, whatsoever. You know, I have no idea about movies, yeah. You know. So, I mean, like, oh, they are who and who. Okay, great. You know, so, but then, you know, like, we're in L.A. So, I mean, but it was like a little flow from getting invited to events because I'm a photographer. They're like, hey, you know, I put you on the list, you know, to go in and do just go in and take photos. I met a lot of people. But sure. Sometimes when, you know, like, I keep running into Kev, you know, so we shook hands like, what's up, Kev? You know, like, hey, you know, like, but then, you know, like we become friends and then I take my number down and then like, hey, you know, but what really bring us together is like, oh, I don't know if you do that. My kid is having a birthday party, you know, so bring your camera, come to the house and take a picture of my kid's birthday. Yeah. You know, I was like, yeah, sure, you know, but you know what? But my background was actually I did weddings and families and all that, you know, so which is perfect. So, you know, go to his house, you know, yeah. So then we become personal, you know, like then at a time, you know, like I text him, he will reply back and then like, hey, you know, oh, I want a family photo. Come in, me and the kids, you know, then he had a son later on, you know, so then that's how we always become, you know, like. We just talk. We just can, you know, like keep in touch.
Yeah. Know? So every once in a while, you were just going over there and shooting for a birthday party or event or something.
Yes. And then he invited me over for Thanksgiving too. So you know, like, hey, Thanksgiving, you know, like Quan, come over, you know. So yeah, we like, hey, Kev, and then like, you know, like I'm Quan now. You know, I'm only Quan. You know, with him, I'm only Quan because you know, because yeah, I don't look like a Kevin, anyways. You know,
you look like a Quan. So. Exactly. I mean, there's not a ton of celebrities that have their own basically personal videographer or photographer. Mm-hmm. When did that start to become the conversation?
It was, let me see. It was 2006 when we met. And then for a couple years, I mean, like until like 2009, you know, like he start going into like a bigger tour for his mm-hmm. comedy.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I didn't know, like, you know, I travel back to Hong Kong. I'll travel, you know, I travel to Atlanta. And then, you know, I didn't know how, you know, working artists would travel this much.
Yeah.
You know, this is ridiculous. How they travel when they go on tour. But then, you know, like it was funny how we were, you know, like he was like, I'm going to take you on tour. And then I was like, hey, you know, like, let's do it. So he was telling me he had this tour called Laugh at My Pain. So and then, you know, he was like, hey, you know, it would be a good idea for you to come out to take photos of me performing and stuff and trying to put something together, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. You know, so then I just, you know, get on. You know, with his travel agents and then his friends and then, you know, like just bought me a ticket to fly out. We're still flying coach.
You became part of the entourage.
Yeah, I was saying entourage. You know, I'm just, you know, it was only like three of us, you know, him, Harry, Wayne go with him. Naeem and Spang would go perform, you know, so it was like six of us.
So who were the, so you're the photographer. Who are the other people that were on tour at that time with him?
Naeem and Spang is also, they opened the show for Kevin. So, and then Harry and Wayne is Kevin's assistant. Wayne is a big guy that always traveled with him, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so when what Kevin say that Wayne used to be a security because he was big, so he looked like a security. So
he's a big dude.
So they put him as a security. But you know, sometimes when we go to clubs and stuff, when fights broke out, he's the first one out. So where Wayne? So whatever Kevin said on his special, it's seriously true, you know. But I mean, of course, how he presented it to the crowd is, you know, like to make it funny. You know, but it's true, you know. So, but then, I mean, I just start going out with them, like how would be a normal person would travel out of town every week, you know? But then when, you know, like when time goes by, we were in like four cities in a week, you know, we go like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, different city, and then we come home.
Now, this is before Instagram. So what were you guys doing with the photos at that point?
I was making these photo books for Kevin.
Oh, like wow, that's so
when
cool.
When you go, you know, like when you go to his house, he got this bookshelf. And then, you know, we got the whole tour, when to when, you know, all the shows. Because he was like, oh, wow, Quan, you know, like this is good keepsake. You know, so when I'm old, when I retire, I just want to look at him. You know, so I'm still older. Now we're so busy. I still owe him last tour. You know, I seriously don't have time to sit down to put a book together, you know, because, you know, like it's, we took a lot of photos, but I mean, but we also did a lot of show, you know, for the last tour, you know, seriously, just Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes, you know, if you're in Miami, in New York, you know, people don't care. Monday, it'd be like 30,000 people come out on a Monday. What is Monday? You know, we need to work Tuesday. Okay. You know, okay, then. You know, we can go home at 2.
Yeah. You know, the trajectory of your career has definitely mirrored the trajectory of Kevin's career. So when did you start to see things really hockey stick up?
So I would say when I am so smart on my own that instead of doing photo only, and then, you know what, these camera, people keep talking about this camera can do videos, right?
Yeah.
So I actually started doing videos with those camera. So when Kevin go on tour, I mean, it's a comedy show, but it's like a concert. That's why he called himself comedic rock star, you know? So it's really like a concert because, you know, we're in an arena anyways, you know, there was like 15,000 people, you know, like it's crazy. So a lot of his celebrity friends would come out, you know, Nelly, Trey Song. When we go to St. Louis, Moat will show up, you know, and then we're in New York, you know, Fab will show up, you know. So like, you know, I was like, hey, behind the scene was cool. So they were like laughing and all that. And then it was really cool. So I just turned on my camera and started recording. And then we were still catching Coach flight, you know, like he's actually really cool because he was small, you know, so he would sit in the middle and people like, oh, hey, Kevin. And then he go to the back and then sometimes he go on a plane. He got hoodies on. No one even know that was him. You know, people know, oh, that's Harry. That's who, you know, like, okay, where's Kevin at? You know,
but then
we were still like very low key in the airport, you know. But then while we're waiting on the flight, I was like, hey Kev, look, it was last night. I was playing back with him on the camera. I was like, hey Kev, look, hey, that was so funny. And then he was like, oh, geez, you know, like they keep doing that. And then we'll figure out what we're gonna do, you know, like later with the footage.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm doing two jobs. You know, any other time I'm just like doing videos and then he's on the show, we're on the road, you know, we just take photos like a tourist, you know. So and then I like doing videos because, you know, like it's different ways to tell a story. You know, like, I understand you got one photo, one still photo is okay. You tell the story. You're in an arena. That's the moment. But then you do behind the scene. They were doing YouTube at a time. Harry was the one you using a flip. And then they were like,
wow,
cutting hair, right? They're doing a flip, cutting hair. And then, like, you know, like you see, if you look back Kevin's channel way back, you know, 10 years ago, it was this 15 minutes non-cut from Flip and then just straight up uploading, you know. Yeah. So that's how he did, you know. So Harry did those before.
Was there a certain comedy special or role that Kevin got where you went, okay, things are definitely taking off now?
Basically, let me see. Well, the first one I go in, I'm still kind of feeling the tour out, you know, so like the travelings and stuff. And then basically the second one is it was already on fire. Let me explain. Yeah. It was already on fire, you know, like he did really good. And then at the end of the tour, we start doing private jet already, you know, because, you know, like he told me on it. I mean, like he also told me on his personal vacations, you know, we got footage of we were going to Disney, you know, like he brought his securities and then me and then the whole family to go to Disney World. You know, and then we just go there for like a week, and then, you know, so we also do behind the scene of, you know, like vacation and family vacations and stuff. So, but I mean, you know, like he's actually doing good from them, you know, like I never worry, and I got paid on time, you know, things were good, you know, so we're just getting more and more, you know, so.
Yeah. But, and then, I mean, you talk about more and more, and then it started turning into movie roles. And then like Kevin went from being one of the biggest comedians in the world to just being one of the biggest stars in the world.
Right. Right. And then, and then it was, the Thing Like a Man, movie.
Yeah.
That's how he keep getting a lot of movies.
Yeah.
You know,
and then now he just, I mean, he's such a star. He does so many films.
He's way too busy, you know, from movies and brands and his, I mean, he called himself more mature right now. So he invests, you know, so he, you know, like he always say like, hey, one of these days, you know, take care of all y'all, you know, y'all just save your money. Y'all making good money. So don't blow your money. But I mean, I'm Chinese. I don't care, you know, so I mean, like, I know what I'm saving, you know, so. yeah, I mean, like now he just have a lot of stuff going on, and then kind of make all of us busy, you know, kind of set up, you know, like he set us up good, you know, so.
Yeah.
You're thankful for that.
And you've watched him along this journey, which I think is really cool, because you've known him since he was, relatively speaking, unknown.
Right.
To now where he's at. And I mean, I've interviewed him many times over the years, and he just seems to be the same good dude all the time.
Yes. Yes. No, he's very loyal. This is like his signature, you know, like I don't care what, you know, I only want Quan. I don't care what it is. I only want Quan, you know? So, it's really, you know, like he's that good, you know? So, I mean, like I'm cool. Like right now, especially he's been producing his own movies, and then, you know, he would tell studio like, hey, Quan is in charge of all my behind the scenes. You know, so I was like, hey, that's great. You know, so I mean, like my creative process is definitely, you know, going to a different level. You know, I'm actually helping, you know, doing a featurette for the feature, you know.
Now the studio hires you to take the photos.
Yes. So behind the scene videos. So that's why I kind of have to like split, because they got these union rules and stuff, you know, but I go in as, you know, a producer's favor, you know, so I go in like Kevin needs me there, you know, so I like, even though right now, you know, we get COVID tests and everything. So I'm allowed to be on set because I'm part of his team. So
which is what's good. Off limits when you're shooting photo or video?
I mean, like most of the time, like private time, you know, so I mean like him and his wife, you know, like, you know, I mean, if, you know, it's some private time that you will see, you know,
yeah.
So, even though, you know, like, what, but he, most of the time, you know, like me and Aniko are cool too, you know? So, I mean like, but sometimes we don't need, like, I already know like what to put out, what not to put out, you know? So, I mean like, they, you know, I'm not going in the bathroom when he's about to go, you know, pee, and they're like, hey, you know, like, or when he walked up to strangers and then, you know, they were talking and stuff, you know, like, hey. So, I mean, like, we don't have to be, you know, capture all of that, you know. So I would just film, you know, with a purpose, you know. So, hey, this is going to be for promoting the movie, showing this, showing that, you know, like, hey, you know, so. That's how it is.
But you went on their honeymoon with them, which I think is fascinating.
I know. This is the honeymoon.
Oh my God! Look prize. At that scar.
This is a honeymoon prize. I know. Oh, in Hawaii, I was like, I'm coming out. So, yeah, that's how close we are. That's how close we are. That when you talk about it, you know, like I didn't think I needed it worked. You know, for his honeymoon. So me and my fiance then, and then we're like, hey, let's go to Hong Kong, you know, because I'm going to take you to Hong Kong where I grew up. And then, you know, like Kev just got married, so he's going to go on honeymoon. So, you know, we got like 2 weeks of our own free time to go to Hong
Kong. Sure, yeah.
You know? And then we book our tickets and everything. And then Kev's like, hey, why don't you know, like, hey, we're leaving for honeymoon tomorrow, so you need to come take photos for us. I was like, for real? You know, and then my wife in the car listening to the speakerphone, like, ah, oh, man, no Hong Kong, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man, I guess we have to go to Hawaii.
I know. It was St. Bart. St. Bart. Okay. And we didn't go to St. Bart. And then I was like, yeah, sure. You know, so let's do that. And then we were just going crazy.
So I know a lot of podcasters and aspiring podcasters listen to the show, and you've heard me talk about it before, but I'm back to talk to you again about hosting your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Blue Wire Hustle is a new program created to give everybody that opportunity to take your podcast to that next level. Or if you've always wanted to host a podcast, but you're like, man, where do I start? Where do I start with this thing? Well, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, an e-learning course full of tips and tricks, and so much more. And on top of that, we'll also help you get your show published to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, all of the other listening platforms. And the best part about this is you get all of this for just $15 a month, which is the same rate that you'd be paying just for like the initial setup with another hosting site. So if you're ready to do more than just listening to me talk about your favorite stuff or interview your favorite people, and you want to make your own voice heard, check out Hustle. Acceptance into the program is limited, so make sure to get your application in today. To apply, just go to bwhustle.com/join, and you can check out the description box of this episode to find out more info. Find that link as well, but I'll give it to you one more time. It's bwhustle.com/join. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. Now, this isn't a crisis line. This isn't self-help. This is professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room with traditional therapy ever again. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read their testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/insight. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/insight. And join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they're recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. So the special offer for anybody listening to Insight right now is 10% off your first month. Just go to BetterHelp.com/insight. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/insight.
Where did Dope Pick come from? And your name on Instagram is Dope Pick Quan for anyone that wants to follow you there. It's on the hat right there. Where did Dope Pick come from?
A lot of time that, you know, I send him photos and everything. And then, you know, he was like, oh, dope. This is dope. You know, this pick is dope. So, and then we're like, yeah, I'm saying, you know, I'm good. You know, I only do Dope Pick. I only do Dope Pick. And then he start hashtagging a Dope Pick. So I was like, hey, it's kind of good, you know? So let me figure out, let me trademark this and then, you know, put that, you know, like turn it into my, because before I was like Kevin Kwan Studio, Kevin Kwan Photography. I was like, and then, you know what, ever since Crazy Rich Asian came out, I was like, you know what, I'm no longer the one and only Kevin Kwan, you know?
Yep.
I'm a John Smith number 423, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the other Kevin Kwan, the guy who wrote Crazy Rich Asians, the book. Yeah,
he's on fire.
Yeah. He's, yeah. I feel like he's kind of, you know, leapfrogged you here.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I actually have LinkedIn profiles and then a guy, Asian dude, but then he say on his profile, he's like some filmmaker or whatever. And then he was like, are you the guy who wrote Crazy Rich Asians? Like, oh man, you know what? And you're not the first one who, you know, so I say, no, wrong person. And then, you know what? I got my photos on there too. And I got what I do over there, but I think I'm still kind of like camera and films. And then they're like, you know, sometimes people just don't look.
I think that some people think if you work in Hollywood, it's just kind of all encompassing, like Hollywood is all of this stuff.
Exactly. That we all the same, you know, all Kevin Kwan, you know, ask one Kevin Kwan, all Kevin Kwan would be the same, you know? So, yeah. Cause you know, I got kevinkwan.com, even though like no one really use websites anymore, you know? So, but, you know, like, I'm not sure. Have you interviewed the other Kevin Kwan?
I have not. No, okay. I've interviewed the cast of his movie, but no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, because you know what, I got kevinkwan.com on Instagram. I couldn't get Kevin Kwan, you know. So, but anyways, like, you know, so like it's me working with Kev. So I kind of want Kevin Kwan to fade out, and then we'll turn into a company because, you know, if your company name is also your own name, you know, people still thinking that they're only hiring Kevin Kwan, you know, because you know, like I'm going to be 44 in a couple weeks, you know, so I'm like, I'm trying to plan on my retirement, you know, so I don't want to, you know, 55-year-old Kevin Kwan photographer come out and hire me to shoot and everything. So I'm trying to come out.
So it's all Dope Pick.
Yeah, it's all Dope Pick right now. So and then it was so funny. I saw, you know, on Instagram, you know, like I saw a Mr. Dope Pick, something else, Dope Edit or whatever. But hey, I trademarked Dope Pick. You know, Dope Pick is you know, it's me, trademark. You know, so ain't nobody trying to mess around with Dope Pick, because later on I could use my logo to produce, you know, merch and everything that's in this trademark, you know, so.
Do you have a certain photo that you've taken that's your favorite?
I would say it was a couple of those, you know. So Lincoln Financial Stadium. This is, you know, like it's crazy how he, you know, he basically Kevin is the only person, only comedian would perform on, you know, on a stadium.
Yeah.
You know, I still remember, of course, you know, I follow him and stuff, you know, capture behind the scenes and everything. So they were like, oh, how do, you know, with Live Nations, you know, with the venues, and then they're like, how do we set up, you know, tickets? You know, okay, let's set up for 35, because, you know, it's double, because I think arena is usually around 15,000. So they, you know, like, you know, for stadium, they doubled them. So they kind of like set themselves up at like 30,000, 35,000, and then they keep selling out. They keep selling out. You know, the story, I was right there. I was like, oh my God. And also he does it in Philly, his hometown.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then they trying to top out at 50,000 tickets, and then they still sold out, and then they still come up with like 3,000 more. So that's why now you're looking at that show for the stadium show, it was 53,000 tickets sold. You know, because they had to keep adding, you know, because it's outdoor, and then the security, they had to keep adding. So that's why there was the odd number of 53,000, you know, so they, because, you know, they shut off at 50 and then they keep adding more because he keeps selling out.
Yeah.
You know, we only did like one show, we tape it. So I make sure, you know, I bought this new camera, 50 megapixels, and then like the fish eyes, and then, you know, just get him the whole, you know, like the crowd, you know?
Yeah.
Cause you know, he was like, oh no, you know, we're not doing stadium again. But I mean, like what else you can do? I mean, like you go to a football stadium, you go, you know, like in,
yeah, right.
I mean, so that was like very historic moment. And then we did a whole documentary about, you know, how Kevin from Phillies and stuff. And then, you know, it was on TBS called What Now? All Access, you know, like a lot of them were my footage. And then I helped them put together a little documentary together. So that was dope. And then
it's dope.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then I just love my job. So for him, you know, we were in South Africa, you know, like we're in a tribe. We go to these cool places, you know, Niagara Falls, you know, like it's a lot of cool, you know, I'm seriously about to put a book together, a coffee table book, you know, of his life, of his where we travels and, you know, like, but he's cool too. He's a family guy. He's a very, you know, like his kids is so important. His family is so important to him. And so he just, you gotta understand, celebrities, a normal person, you know, like I know him for so long, you know, he come out like, Quan, this is nice. This is, you know, I'm going to take a picture with Niagara Falls, you know, like South Africa. Oh, and Nico, come in, take these pictures. We honeymoon. Oh, wow. This is nice. You know, by the beach and stuff. And then like even Disney. Oh yeah. We got to take a picture with Transformers and all that, you know, like those are really dope moments for people think that, oh, he's a celebrity, you know, like now, but hey, but I know him like he's my friend and he's a family man.
Yeah.
You know? So that's people don't understand. You know, people just see like the glam size of it. You know. So
well, they just see the finished product.
Yeah. You know, they don't exactly.
They don't see everything that went into it to get to that point.
Right.
Does Kevin have a favorite photo of yours? Like when you walk into his house, is there like a giant blown up version of one of your photos? I'm sure there's many.
He. Well, first of all, he became rich. So he liked his artwork. So when you see a lot of these pandemic interview, so he loves comedy. So his background is like Bernie Mac, Red Fox, all this oil painting that he pays a lot of money for. And then he was like, Quan, you keep following me and do all these movies and stuff. So he'd been using a bunch of different family, you know, like family photographers. So he got a lot of those. But we at, you know, in his office, it's just all of his shows, you know, different shows, nice. major shows, you know, like in New York, you know, Madison Square Garden, and then, you know, like New Jersey, you know, they're also kind of like New York, you know, so we did like 9 shows, you know, in like 4 days, you know, this is, then you think about like 15,000-16,000, it's really over 100,000 people go see the little guy in like
little guy.
I know, like for real. So like those, I mean, like to me, those are the moments that I have story to tell. That's why now, you know what, hey, I'm getting older, you know, like you, I know you for a while, and then and I know your channels are legit, you know, so that's why I do this. A lot of people are like, hey, Quan, let me ask you. I was like, yeah, you know.
Let me ask you this. I'm curious, what's one of the big takeaways from working with Kevin for almost 15 years? What's the big takeaway for you?
Well, I'm an artist, you know, so it's, you know, I believe that, you know, everything happened for a reason, you know, so, I mean, like, I didn't get married when I turned 40, you know, so, I mean, being a photographer or an artist, you know, usually broke, so I was single for a very long time, because we don't have no money to take girls out or nothing. You know, so
it's not cheap to go out in LA.
Exactly. You know, I know. Remember, my friend from Arizona came out, and then like, you know, 3 of us, and then we ordered drinks, and then he bust out a 20. I said, "Let me get it." It was like long time ago. It gotta be at least 10 plus years ago too. He got a 20. Let me get it. I say, that's not enough.
Yeah.
that's not enough, you know.
It's like one drink.
Yeah, exactly. It's $17 for one drink, you know. So, but I mean, you know, like, only because I'm working with him, and you know, like the travelings and stuff, it actually make me and my wife's relationship is stronger, because, you know, like I don't just stay home, you know, every time. I don't have a normal 9-to-5 job. So now that we have a kid, you know, we have a 2-year-old. So sometimes when she go to sleep, I'm actually, you know, I need to go into my room to do my work, you know. So I like the you know, being in creative, that I don't have that 9-to-5, you know. Yeah. So I don't, you know, like every day is a different day, you know. It's very creative. Sometimes even, you know, working on a production set, you know, like you start 6 a.m. on Monday, and then weekends, you know, like you're gonna shoot late on a weekend. So I, you know, so I mean, like I'm pretty much happy with you know, how it's been. So I never really complain about, like, oh yeah, I mean, like, I gotta travel. You know, things were good, you know, like I mean, I never really, I don't think I have any, you know, taken away and stuff. I mean, now,
no, but it's like, he has an insane work ethic, and I would have to think that rubs off on you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's why I know, like, you know, the guys, I mean, like, we try to stay healthy and stuff, you know. So like, now, you know, I got high blood pressure, you know, so I mean, like, they always care about, like, hey, don't eat all that crazy stuff. Now that, you know, you saw his announcement, so he's doing C4, the energy drink. So I would wake up at 4 a.m. to go to his house and film him work out with, you know, endorsements and stuff. And then we go on set. So I couldn't think of anything that was bad, you know. Like,
no, what's the good? Like, what's the best thing that you think you've learned from being in his presence?
Hey, you know, like, seriously, when he got into an accident, it was a lot of wake-up calls, you know, with pandemic, and then when he got accidents and stuff, you know. So
yeah, I mean, that was a really serious accident that he was in, car accident.
Exactly. So you know, like, it was Labor Day weekend, a little over a year ago, like, you know, like the Labor Day weekend before
2019,
last year.
Yes.
So we just came back from fatherhood, and then he actually hosting a barbecues and things at home, you know, playing volleyballs and stuff. You know, he got jerseys and everything too. But to, you know, and then while I had my baby already, you know, my baby is like 6 months old at a time. So we got family from Arizona, you know, coming to see us. So we went to SeaWorld in San Diego. And then we rented hotels and stuff. And then the next day, and then we saw the phone, you know, like, what is this about? and then the guy was like, yeah, we're in the hospital. I was like, is he okay? And then it was TMZ and everything. And then everything stopped. And then, you know, it was before COVID too. Yeah. So then the only thing is, you got to think about, hey, once this stopped, we all stopped.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, I want this guy to live forever, you know, you see what I'm saying? So, but I mean, like, we're pretty spoiled too, you know, but it's a very good job.
Your job is amazing.
Yeah.
In your travels, in your work, have you run into other Kevin Kwans? Have you run into other photographers, actors, or celebrities?
Yes, a lot of them. And then, you know what? Like, they were surprised, you know, whoever that is cool with me. And then they, you know, like, I see what it is, not only from being an immigrant, and also, you know, respect to others, you know. So photographers are very competitive.
Sure.
Everybody, and I say that because I was one of them. I was broke. You know, you sold one photos, you know, get your license fee for $700, and then that's for your whole month. And sometimes you got like 3-4 months, you don't have anything going on. Yeah. You know, that's why, you know, it was kind of good that, you know, like, I did weddings and family, you know. It's like, hey, a lot of photographers, like, I hate doing weddings, you know, but weddings money, you know, you're making like $3,000 a date, you know, on a wedding, you know. So like, hey, this is, you know, a good photographer doing about like $25,000 for a wedding, you know. So, but you have to build your way to that. So, I mean, you know, like now with, you know, like a couple guys that, you know, that I've met, you know, Cleve, that, you know, he used to be with Trey Song. And then, you know, like, so they hang out, you know, Kevin and Trey hang out a lot. And then so he come out. I was like, come out, get this shot. Come out. Hey, I mean, we can work together. That'd be great. You know?
Yeah.
And then he doesn't work with him anymore. But then we, at this point, we still keep in touch. You know, we, you know, like, we'll,
because,
you know, I want other photographers to do good too. You know? So, and then.
Does Rock have a photographer?
Yeah, it's Cruz and Liam and them, you know, so, and then Jack Black got Taylor, you know, so we all following each other, and then they are doing really good, you know, so, I mean, like, hey, if anything we could do together, we could, you know, like, that's great. I mean, like, hey, I want them to do, they're more videos, you know, they do more videos.
Yeah.
So I'm doing both, and then I really want to get into, like, more video stuff, because that is better, you know, like photos really, like I said, just one photo telling a story,
but
a little clip, you know, like the challenge right now is IGTV and Instagram pose, you know, I need something like 50 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, good. You know, so basically it's a commercial, you know, so those are a challenge, but then it's good that you can see motion.
Yeah.
You know? So those are the guys that I, you know, I
feel like Will Smith has someone very talented behind the scenes too.
Yeah, no, they got some good stuff. You know, people got their eyes, you know, into those cool stuff, because now, especially with Instagram digital world, you know, like studio would want to show that on a social media, like, hey, bring them on set. You know, that's how they work. Yeah. So you saw Jumanji behind the scenes, how Kevin and DJ, like, you know, playing around and everything. So now, you know, Man from Toronto, you know, Woody Harrelson, super dope guy, you know, like, it was so funny. I told my wife, you know, like, oh, with Die Hard, you know, I work with John Travolta. I went crazy, you know, like, I didn't know you like John Travolta like that, you know. but I'm like, I'm excited. You don't understand, you know. So, but now Woody Harrelson, it was Indecent Proposal time when I was like a teenager, you know, in Hong Kong. And then now, after like 20 some years, I met him. But he's like a what do you call it? like a environmentally, you know, he's like, he only drink juice and he ride bikes. And then Kev is like, hey, Quan, I'm about to steal Woody's bike. So film. So he, no matter how he is, like, Woody just ride bike. And then by the time we're leaving, when we're done, I was like, hey, that's good. He's walking in. And then Kev would steal his bike. So, like, it's a lot of funny moments.
Sure.
That was in the movie that those are the good moments that we need to show the world.
Yeah.
You know, it was, I know Sony was like, hey, Quan, can we post that? I said, no. We're going to wait. We're going to put... I'm going to look through more cool stuff, you know, so.
Yeah. And you got to hang on to it until closer to the movie release, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause now, I mean, now pandemic is crazy, man. You know? So, I mean, producer was saying like, hey, this movie is an action movie. So he was saying like, no, I don't care how long we're going to wait. You know, we need to see it in a theater. And I agree. Cause you know, I want to see a big screen too. This is a really, I was right there and I got chills when we filmed the movie, you know, like the explosions and the crazy stuff. And there's a lot of funny stuff too, you know.
As we wind things down, I know there's going to be a lot of gearheads that are curious what camera you shoot on.
I actually have, my mental ones told me, you know, don't, you have to focus on, you know, like the quality of your product. It has nothing to do with your gear. So sometimes I understand, you know, Netflix got like an approved list cameras and stuff, you know, so we have to go with whatever they have, you know, like, I don't care about the Kodak or anything, but, you know, hey, now, you know, we're shooting in 4K, you know, so I use a lot of Sony, but I got that Lumix. We still got Canon, you know, like, I really like how Nikon looked, you know, so I got a Nikon too. So, and then
just naming every camera brand.
Exactly. You know, not Leica, you know, like Leica is like a waste of money.
What's the camera that you grab for, I don't know, if you're just going to be shooting some stuff behind the scenes?
Sony is the easiest right now, seriously. You know, people ask why, because, you know, like, sometimes when you shoot something and then you just, you know, like a lot of people shoot photos and then you show, hey, Kev, what's up? You know, and then Kev's like, oh, I like that one. Send me that one. So you can just hit a button and then go. So that is like.
So which Sony are you shooting on?
I'm still more like a still person. So I got an A7R4. I actually got A7R2, 3, and 4. So, but the 4 is like a 61.
How many cameras do you own?
A lot. A lot. It's not even funny. You know, that's, like, that's why I know photographers are
like 20 a lot or like 100 a lot.
Oh, no, no, not 100, not 100. You know, like some of them when they were older, so we need to get rid of them. But I definitely over 20, you know. So yeah, definitely over 20.
Cause well, I guess, like, you know, I would expect that from someone who does this for a living.
Yeah, because we got, let me see, A7S2. We got two of those just in case you need two angles and match the color. Yeah. We got Blackmagic. You know, the Blackmagic Pocket, because, you know, it's like, it's $1,300 camera. I shot the whole Die Hard with that. And then it broke on me in the middle. And then I bought another one. And then we're doing radio shows since it's so cheap. So we just bought, you know, another one, just do three cameras on a podcast with Kevin.
So you're, if you're back, you know, behind the scenes on a movie like Die Hard or yeah. Man from Toronto, how many photos in total do you think you shoot over the entire time they're filming?
Over 20,000. It's crazy. Wow. Cause you know, it's a lot of action. And then now, you know what, the good thing about digital photography right now, there's no film. Yeah. So, you know, you just, headless, you know, and then there was a lot of action. So you gotta catch, you know, so, and then the photo kill is crazy. Cause you know, like, hey Quan, you got like 15 of the same photo. I say, yeah, I was on like a high speed mode. Make sure they got a good one. Cause sometimes you got two, you might have to do a two photo combined to one, you know, cause you need to grab that to, you know, like sometimes, you know, one person A looks good and then Kevin blank, but then you had to do the other one and then kind of put them on there.
Yeah.
You know, the artwork's a little different right now. So, you know,
dude,
so.
This has been fascinating. This is like, thank you again for your time. Dude,
you're welcome, man. You know, Chris, anything for you, man. Cause you know, I usually don't want to do that. Cause you know what? Like I, you know, like we did, Kevin did like a What the Fit show with YouTube. And then lady from YouTube keeps saying like, get on your personal life, you know, get on YouTube, you know, yeah. Like it's great. But I heard how people trying to go in and find out where you live and then they shut off your light and then, you know, they tap into your Wi-Fi and stuff. I was like, hey, I don't want people showing up.
I don't know about that. Wow.
And want to meet Kevin right here. I say, you know, this is me. You got Kevin Kwan. You don't get no Kevin Hart, you know. Yeah. And, you know, so I'm still, you know, like thinking about, I have a lot of footage of my daughter, you know, because she's only 2 years old. So we got that little pocket, you know, like, yeah. Hey, just, you know, like the growing up, you know. So I even just look at fatherhood's photo. She was 5 years old, 5 months old. And then, you know, like the family wife brought her over, you know, to Montreal. And then, you know, like I still got the picture of Nico's holding her, you know, like, cause she was like a little baby. Now she's 2 years old. Daddy, you know, like it's time, you know, so.
I know from what you were saying earlier, you're super grateful for, you know, the job that you have. You're living your dream. Yeah. I end every interview by asking, what are three things you're grateful for in your life right now?
Well, my family, you know, like family that, you know, it's really something that I look forward and come home to every time I, you know, get done working, you know, yeah. So, because, you know, like the wife is really holding it down when I'm gone, you know, so yeah. A long day, not just like movies, you know, COVID time, I had to be in Toronto 2.5 months by myself. Wow. You know, like we just FaceTime every day, any, you know, any moment that I could, you know, so she had to deal with the kids all by herself, making her, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner. and then, I mean, like, I'm thankful for Kevin, you know, this is good. You know, like to be honest, if I don't work for Kevin, I don't know who can give me the same thing that I work for from the industry or anybody else.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But then now, you know what? Like, that's why I don't want him to get into no kind of accident or problem to drop out of this career because, you know, I'm about to be 44. You know, I'm trying to think about maybe 50 years old. I don't want to I don't want to hold on to my cameras anymore because I'm having carpal tunnels and, you know, like a lot of work. I need to slowing down instead of going out there with a camera.
Sure.
You know, but I don't want to, you know, go stacking, you know, stock and Target.
I think we're past that at this point. So family,
right.
Your boss, Kevin, right. And what's the third one?
And then things are great. So, I mean, you know, like it, you know, now would be, I don't know, you know, like my job and my family. And then, you know, I don't know, all my friends, you know, like,
there you go.
Yeah, exactly. It's because, you know, like you, it's like I say, you know, from the beginning, every time we're promoting a movie, I see you.
Yeah.
And the other Kevin.
Yeah. You know, Kevin McCarthy. Yeah.
Tara. Because yeah. Tara is from Arizona. So, you know, like I say, hey, I need to do something for Arizona. You know, like, I'm not Chinese, but I mean, like, hey, you know, so. And then, yeah, we, you know, like it's a lot of good friends that I can meet, you know, from this job. So, you know, that's why, like I say, when you hit me up, like, hey, you want to do a little conversation? I say, hey, cool. You know, it's
I appreciate you. This was dope. That's what this was.
Yeah, exactly.
It was dope. I look forward to being able to see you in person. Hopefully that's sometime soon.
It'll be soon, man. It'll be soon.
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm good with the vaccines and everything. When they're ready, I'll take them, you know, so.
I just, you know, just want to go back to what we were doing before.
Exactly. No, that's, I know. Walking down a red carpet, you know, going down to like premieres and stuff, you know, so. But yeah, that'd be good. But you got, it's a good conversation. You got like.
This was amazing, man. Thank you again.
Hey, you're welcome, man.
There's so many great takeaways here for people who aspire to do what you're doing. So thank you.
I know. I try to help them and then. But sometimes, you know, it's they really do have people like, oh, I only want to shoot like who and who. Like now, you know, you're acting, you know, people think that, OK, Quan, can you take some hash off of me that I can land some jobs? It's not the hash shot that, you know, lands your job. I mean, like, you know, you have to be talented. You have to be, you know, like go in, you know. And then I, you know, I had people would tell me like, yeah, because you know what? I only want to do, you know, like a speaking role, you know. So, I mean, like, hey, you know, like, okay, great. You know, good luck.
No, you got to put in the work.
Right. But I'm still learning a lot, too, because, you know, like a lot of my work is, you know, like a documentary style because we're just traveling on the go because I want to work on a lot more studio stuff, you know, because my studio stuff was still like a family photos and stuff setting up. That's why sometimes, you know, like I have the equipment, I have the lighting. So I would, hey, let's, you know, let's shoot something. But now with the family, with work, you know, like it's kind of tough, you know, so.
Yeah.
But those would be a good work, you know.
Yeah.
Editorial, you know. My picture be on the magazine cover.
Yeah.
So I know. We'll try that, you know, one day.
One day. Thank you again, man.
Hey, you're welcome.
Kevin Kwan, ladies and gentlemen, check out his photos on Instagram. He is at DopePicKwan. And share this episode with someone who needs a little inspiration in their life. Someone who's chasing after that dream and maybe feels like they're a little stuck right now. This is the story of chasing after it and achieving it. Snap a screenshot, share it on social media, tag us, DopePicKwan, and I'm at Chris Van Vliet. And I hope that if nothing else that you take from this episode, I hope that you realize that your dream job is out there. Maybe you're living it right now. There's a good chance maybe you're not, though. So that dream job is out there for you, and you just need to create the opportunities that lead to it. Abraham Lincoln said it best. I'll leave you with this. Things may come to those who wait, but only the things left behind by those who hustle. Be great. Be grateful, my friends. We will see you on the next one. That was almost a song there for some more insight. See ya.